G20 Bulletin, with information on the group that is the main forum for international cooperation under the presidency of Brazil.
Inequality in access to technology limits sustainable transition processes. This statement guides the actions of Research and Innovation Working Group of the G20 Sherpa Track, which held its first alignment meeting this week in Brasilia via video conference. The WG, coordinated by the Ministry of Science, Technology and Innovation, presented the work plan whose priorities are technology transfer between countries of the Global South and open innovation measures to decarbonize the economy, expand the right and access to health, promote a sustainable Amazon, and diversity to tackle inequalities, as highlighted by Marcia Barbosa, Secretary of Strategic Policies and Programs at MCTI and coordinator of the working group.
A gente está trazendo a ideia de trazer junto, ou seja, justiça, ou seja, uma sociedade
mais igual. She says, Brazil is bringing to the G20 the debate on a more equal society and biodiversity through innovation for this new type of development that does not threaten the planet, but instead considers social, economic, and sustainability factors. Marcia Barbosa stated that the group faces the challenging task of articulating all perspectives to produce knowledge based on the logic of both developed countries and the global south, as well as local and indigenous people's experiences.
Precisamos ter uma ciência mais igual. Uma ciência que não discrimine homens, mulheres, brancos, negros, indígenas ou não indígenas.
She added, we need to have a more equal science, a science that does not discriminate, that has all perspective, that looks at European knowledge, American ignorance, but also looks at local knowledge, the knowledge of native peoples. According to the group members, the members' countries overwhelmingly supported Brazil's priorities. This is Enrique Villamil reporting from the G20 newsroom in Brasilia.
G20 Bulletin, a partnership between G20 Brazil and the National Radio Network. For more information, visit g20.org.